Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. A new meaning to cocked and locked today. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Lindley's joining us from California. Jason's engineering in Minnesota. Welcome, Lindley.
Good morning, Vince. So good to be here today.
Well, I'm looking forward to your class. I just wanted to mention something that I think is pretty important. Alec Baldwin killed a person on the set of a Western Air shooting in New Mexico yesterday. And he wounded another person. So he killed the cinematographer, Elena Hutchins, and he injured the director on set. On set. And so no one's been arrested. And here's the point. So Alec Baldwin allegedly pointed a weapon at the cinematographer, squeezed the trigger, and killed the cinematographer, and did it again and injured the director. Now, how can that happen? As I've never really mentioned this on the air, but I was part of a team who taught U.S. Army men who were just about ready to be deployed to Iraq. Well, we'll just say the Middle East. And they'd been trained in how to use a rifle, but they were not trained on how to use a pistol. So there was several of us, about four of us, who were training them before deployment on how to use a handgun, a pistol. And as part of that, I became a range safety officer trained by the National Rifle Association. And I'm certified as a range safety officer. And there's a protocol. And the reason I'm telling you all this is because I actually was trained on how to do this. I've been shooting for decades way before that, but officially, I'm certified. And when you hand someone a pistol or a revolver or a rifle or a shotgun, the protocol is the person handing it to you checks it to make sure that there are no cartridges in it. Or shotgun shells. Rifle, pistol, shotgun, revolver. And the person receiving the weapon checks it right after that, immediately after the first person handing the we'll call it a revolver in this case, the person handing the revolver over to another person checks it to make sure it's unloaded. Then the person who is receiving it an instant later double checks it to make sure it's unloaded. That's how it goes. And when someone accidentally shoots someone, what do you hear? I didn't know it was loaded. How is that possible? How is it possible that a person wouldn't know it was loaded? The only way it's possible is if nobody checked it to see if it was loaded, right? Why would anybody receive or pick up a revolver or any other weapon without checking to see if it's loaded? Now, even if it's loaded with blanks, if I were receiving that revolver, for example, I would check every single cartridge to make sure of what they were, whether they were lead, jacketed hollow points, full metal jacket, blank, or spent cartridge. That's what I would do. And if I were in a movie set and they said, okay, so Vinny, aim at this person. Squeeze the trigger. There'll be a big bang, lots of smoke. I would never do that. I would never aim a weapon at a person unless I had decided that my life were in danger and I were going to destroy or kill that person. So if I were on a movie set, I would aim to the left or the right. The camera doesn't know the difference. I would never aim it. Because even if blanks are loaded, blanks are lower powder content cartridges without a projectile, without a bullet at the front of the cartridge. So there's no bullet to go flying out. But the cardboard that holds the powder in place, that's cemented in place, glued in place, will go flying out. And if you get hit by a piece of cardboard at, I don't know, the speed of sound, it'll tear your flesh. It can blind you. For sure. It hits you in the right spot. So, what does this mean? Well, it means homicide. What is homicide? Homicide is when one person kills another person, regardless of intention or legality. Homicide is the killing of someone. When someone kills another person, that's homicide. And what are the different kinds of homicide? Well, there's first degree murder. That's premeditated, purposely killing another person. Second degree murder is, you know, a murder that happens when a person kills someone without planning to do it. So it's not pre-planned, like in first degree murder. Felony murder is when there's a murder that happens during another crime. You know, and manslaughter. What's manslaughter? Manslaughter is closely related to murder, but it results in a loss of life, yes. The difference is it's done without malice and intent. That sounds like what happened. Manslaughter. Done without malice and intent. Unless somebody wanted somebody to be murdered on the set and put a live round with a bullet in the revolver or pistol or rifle or shotgun, knowing that no one would check it to see if there were a live round in there, and have Alec kill someone on the set and be blamed for it. So it's either carelessness, recklessness, or intentional on somebody's part. That's what it is. Now, I don't know of any other explanation, but it's really tragic and it's really sad. So when you think of actors and actresses, remember these words: pretender, imitator, imposter. And why would you follow anything that Alec Baldwin would say or suggest after you know the truth of how careless or reckless or both he allegedly is? Lindley, any comments?
My heart goes out to the families of these people, because I'll bet they don't see any justice. Right?
Yes, when you're celebrated.
Right? When you're celebrated, everybody's there to protect you from yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And these actors and actresses have dysfunctional families and dysfunctional lives. You'll have to show me. There are only a couple actors that I know of who have been married, you know, to the same person for a long time, who are without scandals. Only a couple, like two. So, you know, when you look at these celebrities, if you look at them without makeup, they look worse than we do. They do. They really do. They're painted up and they're film edited and video edited to make them look the best that they can look. And when you hear, if you hear the bloopers of a video series that you're watching, and you watch, you'll see, I didn't know that guy was such an idiot. I didn't know she was such an idiot. I didn't know that she... Boy, they really painted her up great because she can't speak. Her manners are terrible. She sticks her tongue out. That's what these people are like. So it's tragic. And so I just wanted to say, it's just one more thing you can't believe. You can't believe that these people are deliberate. They're way overpaid, that's for sure. Way overpaid. But this is obviously a case of carelessness and recklessness. And obviously, I wasn't there, but obviously, it's obvious to me that Alec Baldwin did not check to see if the, quote, the gun was loaded, end quote. Okay. Any comments before we talk about the main topics of your class today?
Well, it's a perfect prelude to what's going on here in my town. You know, the elite are being protected from their own crimes. Like when you violently threaten someone that you're going to kill them, and then the police protect that person and not the person that was being threatened. Yep.
Now tell us exactly what you mean. You're talking about a friend of yours, right?
So you know that we've been speaking out at these town council meetings since February. We've been ignored. Nobody wants to address our concerns. So what happened is a friend of mine who's been bullied big time by a group from the anti-racist coalition here in town. What has happened is my friend has lost three jobs because the local BLM Antifa kids are out harassing the broker, the real estate broker. So this has happened three times. She's lost her job. And the day of the October 5th meeting, my friend found out that one of the people in this group who my friend has been interacting with in a kind way as a mom would with any teenager who she really cared about. So my friend finds out that this one kid is the mayor's son, and yes, he's also gay. All right, whatever, but it's still irrelevant. And it's relevant because we're finding that our mayor is promoting and pushing the LGBTQ and BLM doctrine, or whatever you want to call it, you know, here in town. So my friend said to the town council, I have now found out that the mayor's own son is the one doxing me. And to which the mayor said over to the attorney, town attorney, do I have to hear any comments about my family? So, and it was just a very simple comment, just to make the point. She didn't go into the whole gay thing at all. It wasn't about being gay. It was about the fact that the mayor's son is partially responsible for doxing my friend. So we were dismissed. And as we were leaving the chamber and going into the lobby to exit out the double glass doors, the mayor's husband comes running in, I mean, raging. And you can see it online. He comes in raging and his arm is extended out with his finger extended out. And he is looking for my friend. And he's yelling, you piece of, I'm going to kill you. And he repeats it, and nothing happened to him. They didn't even come to protect my friend. They protected him. The mayor protected the husband, and he was never arrested. And three times we tried to serve him, and they're hiding out.
Get help. Don High with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Lindley's with us in California. Lindley, let me make sure I've got this right. The mayor is a female. The mayor of Los Gatos, California, is a female. The husband is a male, and their son is gay. Is that correct?
Yes, and she is Filipino, and he is white.
Okay.
I'm saying that because race, you know, it's all about race these days. That's the only reason why I say that.
Okay. So my understanding is that the mayor's husband, in a public meeting, said, quote, "I'm going to kill you," end quote, to one of the people who was with you at the meeting, at the public meeting. Is that correct?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So if a person says, "I'm going to kill you," would one, and was visibly violently angry, would one tend to think that maybe that person's serious about that?
Well, that night he was very serious.
It sounds to me like assault, okay? There's lots of definitions of assault, mm-hmm. But that's a crime. That is a crime, and it is arrest-worthy when someone assaults someone. Battery is actually the hitting part. Assault is the verbal part, at least as I've been trained. And I got to tell you, if someone said to me and was drooling and viscerally angry and said, "I'm going to kill you," and was lunging and coming toward me, I would take that as a threat of death. I would. I would take that as a threat of death, imminent death, or harm to me if it was directed at me, and I would respond appropriately. So this is a serious situation, and this is the mayor's husband. Now, what is his role in the town of Los Gatos? What is his, does he have an official role?
No, he works for the city of San Jose, and they live a few blocks away from the town council chambers. So he intentionally got in his car, raced over, and went after us. You know, it was really all of us, but it was her, of course, in particular. But it was scary, terrifying for everybody. And there were probably 30 witnesses, at least.
And this is on video, isn't that correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay, I saw the video. Okay, so moving on to another event. So you were protesting, as I understand it, as I watched the video. Sure looked like you, sure sounded like you. You were on the NBC television news, is that right?
Yes, NBC and ABC.
Okay. And out of what, San Jose?
The Bay Area.
Okay. So, big news. I guess you're saying the San Francisco Bay Area? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, yes, San okay. Francisco Bay Area.
That's a pretty big population there, no question about it. So what happened? You were protesting. Where were you protesting, and what were you saying, and what happened?
Okay, so because of October 5th meeting, they canceled the in-person meeting for October 19th. So knowing that we were going to be on Zoom, we were going to go in front of her house and be on Zoom, attend the meeting online, and also protest. And what we were saying was, arrest Jeff Scott. Arrest Jeff Scott. And we repeated that. And what happened is, actually, before that night, they had put an emergency item on the agenda, item number 11. And it said that they were going to vote on emergency orders to prevent people from picketing or protesting in front of any residence. To which I say, when you go online on Zoom and you're no longer at the chamber and you're at home doing work, I don't think that's your residence anymore. I'd call that your office.
Yeah, and it's...
So they voted on that.
It also... we'll be right back.
Stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The House of Representatives voted 229 to 202 on Thursday to hold former Trump strategist Steve Bannon in contempt of Congress for refusing to comply with a subpoena from the January 6th Select Committee. The Justice Department will now consider bringing criminal charges against Bannon. Russian aircraft flew a bit too close to Alaska on Thursday, but apparently did not enter U.S. or Canadian airspace. The planes entered the Alaskan Air Defense Identification Zone, which extends for hundreds of miles off beyond the shore. The incident came a day after Russia scrambled two fighter jets, escorting U.S. warplanes that were flying over the Black Sea. Actor Alec Baldwin fatally shot a cinematographer and injured a director during an accident when he fired a prop gun on the New Mexico movie set of the film Rust. No charges have been filed as of Thursday evening. Detectives are still interviewing witnesses. USA Radio News.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately, with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
The supply chain bottleneck in America is being described as the worst shortage since World War II. Georgia congressional candidate, Republican Mike Collins on Fox News, says most lawmakers saw this coming, and the Biden administration is to blame because of inaction.
Well, he should have seen this coming as well, and prepared for it, as well as the L.A. port. Now, you know, operating 24 hours, 7 days a week now, is not going to, you're still going to produce that, but you're going to put the goods on the ground, but you're still not going to be able to get them pushed through to the end user any quicker, because you're right, there is a truck driver shortage out there, but they could have done a better job of planning, and it's just one more example where there's failed leadership, and we're using this America first, last policy. You know, the Trump administration did a great job with helping with reduced regulations and other things that are causing the problems that we have today that are making U.S. manufacturers have to go overseas to produce their goods, as well as the regulations that have hampered the trucking industry for years. You know, and that's the main reason that I am running for Congress, is to take that experience from small business and take it to Washington, because we've got so many career politicians in Washington today that do not understand or have the full effect of what these overreaching regulations have done to every aspect of our American economy.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Regarding my comments about Alec Baldwin, I wasn't there. So what I said are my thoughts about the pieces as I've been able to put them together in my mind. I was not there. So based on the articles that I've read, and I've read several of them, I gave you my analysis of what happened. And at common law, an intentional act by one person that creates an apprehension in another of an imminent or harmful, at common law, an intentional act by one person that creates an apprehension in another of an imminent, harmful, or offensive contact is assault. Okay? That's what assault is. So when someone says, I'm going to kill you, that is assault. And I would take that very seriously. So, Lindley, so as a result, you have been protesting and you've said, arrest Jeff Scott. And I take it Jeff Scott is the husband of the mayor. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. So.
Yeah, there's more to this story.
Okay.
So my friend did get a restraining order granted by the judge. And we don't particularly like this judge, so that was a good thing. And we tried to serve it. I attempted three times to serve him. The first time he wasn't there, and the second and third time he was there, the mayor said he was unavailable, and then she called the cops. So the cops came right over and prevented me from serving him and even told me that they can't help me serve him, which I know is not true.
Why were you involved in trying to serve? Why didn't the sheriff's office serve? You know, send one of the deputies out, which is common practice.
Because I know I can serve. I've served on other occasions in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I know what to do, and mm-hmm. it was going to give me great pleasure serving him. So I did try.
Okay. So what is your plan now about getting this restraining order served against the mayor's husband?
Okay, so my friend did hire a professional server, mm-hmm. and I guess he's just going to have to be sneaky, but I have to laugh at what a coward this man is. I'd call him a pussy. I think she's got two pussies for a son and a husband. But to be hiding out when the inevitable is going to happen, wow, pretty pathetic.
Okay, so all the more reason to move away from this craziness, this all this nutty behavior. And the mayor has supported painting the sidewalk with this homosexual flag symbol, you know, the multicolored flag, if you will, of the homosexual pride, right?
Correct.
Isn't that what's happened to the sidewalk in your town?
Yeah.
It's like we support
the crosswalk.
Yeah, we support degenerate behavior. We support perversion. We celebrate perversion.
The crosswalk is right across the street. It's in between the town offices and the high school, mm-hmm. which are right across the street from each other. So all the kids get to see it.
Mm-hmm. And what about
I have a bottom line.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
What is the bottom line?
I think that the bottom line here is these people are after our children in every possible way. What more can they do to our children but line them up and shoot them? We've got isolation, vaccines, masks, can't go to school. They've taken away the children's parade, everything. I don't even know if Halloween's going to happen this year. We have 5,000 people on my street. Are they going to allow any pleasure for our children at all? Or is it just going to be all about fear tactics? You know, I mean, critical race theory is everywhere in this town, but people don't know it because they've fluffed it up with pretty little words like listen, learn, change, grow. So I just think it's a full frontal attack on our children.
Several years ago, I announced my New Year's resolutions on the radio. And I said that one of my New Year's resolutions was to increase my intolerance. And I have. And I've been saying, and I think I'm kind of like almost like a lone voice out in the radio, that the homosexual agenda it's not just confined to the bedroom. It is spreading this filth, this disease, this perversion. everywhere they can. They literally, it's perverted behavior, and they're saying, we're proud of it. We're proud of it.
Vince, after what happened, with all that's been going on with the town, all the political elite here in California, they all signed a letter supposedly supporting the mayor for all that she's going through, because the poor mayor, right? So, I mean, these people, they're all in bed together. And they're all saying that they're also calling me a bigot right now. This is, I guess, Newsom wants to call me a bigot. And Evan Lowe, the gay boy, the gay assemblyman here near my home, they're all calling me a bigot, a racist, all this stuff. And you know what? I don't care. They can call me anything they want, because they're like little kindergartners. And that's not going to fly, because you can't prove anything.
You know, I've heard the term many times on USA Prepares, the term homophobe. And when I hear that term, I said, hold it. I am a homophobe. I'm terrified of these people. They're dangerous. They carry disease. They are predators. I mean, really, these are people who go to bathhouses and they troll for sex. They're interested in immediate gratification. And what actually do they bring to society that's positive? What do they bring? Okay, you've got Homo Pete, what's his butt, U.S. Transportation Secretary appointed by the Biden administration, by Jumpin' Joe. And he's been AWOL. He's on a 2 months maternity leave. 2 months. He's a guy. He's a guy, and he's married, allegedly, to another guy, another homo. They've adopted a couple children, and they are staying at home, raising them. Well, if P has the big job in the big chair in Washington, D.C., and he's AWOL, and we have this incredible national crisis of shortages, supply outages, and he's at home bottle feeding his baby, why can't his homosexual partner / husband, why can't he take care of that? Why can't Pete go to work? Now, here's something that you might find amazing, class. So there are three big liars in our government. Three big ones. And one of them is Jen Psaki, the White House press secretary. It's an appointed job. She's been appointed by Big Joe, or Little Joe, or Sleepy Joe. She is paid $180,000 a year to be a nonstop liar. 24 hours a day, she's on call to lie and mislead the American people. $180,000 a year. Now, it used to be, up until a couple presidents ago, the compensation for the president was $200,000 a year. 10% more than someone by the name, well, actually people call her Nutsacky. Nutsacky, the White House press secretary, makes $180,000. Now, Antonio Fauci is paid $417,608 a year. He's one of the big three liars. The other big liar is the guy with the big chair. That's Joe. He gets $400,000 a year, you know, plus expenses. These guys, the three big liars, combined salary $998,000 a year. That's just short of $1 million for the three biggest liars in the country. Just think about that. I hope that puts it in perspective. And what Lindley said was, when you call the police come to arrest the victim.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they do. The police protect the guilty and arrest the victims. if the victims are lucky. If the victims are unlucky or unfortunate, the victims get shot by the police. So if you have a person who has a mental handicap and you call the police, say he's not doing so well, he's off his meds, he's kind of afraid he's going to hurt himself, you can call the police, call 911, and you can be sure he won't hurt himself anymore. Because they're probably going to kill him, the victim. This makes my blood boil, Lindley. So here you are, the victim, and you're painted as the nut job, and by your fellow Californians who are supporting this mayor who has a twisted morality family, a dysfunctional family, a homo son.
And you know, it's not just about that. It's the fact that she's allowing, I feel that the son is the one ruling our town. I think the son is the one saying, Mom, I really want to see rainbow crosswalks, and I don't want the he-she thing. It should be they and blah, 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 whatever. I mean, really? Who's really running this town?
I woke up in the middle of the night last night, and I had this realization. And let's see if it holds true in what you see out there in California. There are people who support the China kill shot, the vaccination. They're absolutely adamant the vaccination is a good thing. And I believe that a great percentage of them feel that, well, homosexuality, well, that's just what they do, and it's okay, and it doesn't bother me, and it's okay. So what I'm saying is that people, I believe that there is a high likelihood that someone who supports the vaccine is someone who says, oh, queer, gay, perverted, that's okay. And the queer and the gay and the perverted say, well, the vaccines are okay. What do you think about that? Do you think there's a correlation there? I think there is. Any comments on that?
Oh, I don't know. This whole thing's a big mess, but this woman has really caused a lot of problems for herself.
And you got to get out of Dodge. All right, we'll be right back with Lindley in California.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to gcnteam.com. That's gcnteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Finelli's with us in California. Today, right this moment, the national average for a gallon of cheap gasoline is $3.38, $3.38 per gallon. On 700 Blossom Hill Road in Los Gatos, there's a Chevron station. And at 200 Los Gatos, Saratoga Road, there's a Chevron gas station. They are selling gasoline, the cheap stuff, for $4.89, according to Gas Buddy. That's the cheapest around, or among the cheapest around. So, Lindley, it's crazy out in California. Gas prices are ridiculously high. The violence is ridiculous. The gay homosexual agenda is out of control in our faces. And it's immoral. All of it's immoral.
And even worse, they're also saying that all of us are racist. And I'm a bigot, and I'm a white supremacist, and I'm oppressing, apparently, the mayor. Give me a break. She's married to a white guy.
So my understanding is that the town council passed item 11 to prohibit protesters from protesting in front of residences. So obviously that was so you guys wouldn't protest in front of the mayor's house, right?
Right. And we also protested in front of the vice mayor's house. And he's a man and he's white, just for the, those are the facts.
So that's not in front of, this is prohibiting in front of residences. That means you can't protest pretty much anywhere in Los Gatos. Is that correct? Other than maybe at the supermarket.
That's right. Yep. So we can go into town, I guess. I can stand on the sidewalk, on the sidewalk.
Okay. Is there an agenda item to prohibit you from giving out the telephone number of the mayor on the air? Is there an ordinance against that?
Gosh, not that I know of yet.
Okay. Well, okay. So, class, when the corrupt state of Virginia had two alleged representatives that wanted to take away AR-15s and AK-47s and certain shotguns and magazines greater than 10 rounds and make you a felon if you own them 90 days after this bill became law. I gave out the phone numbers of the two alleged state representatives, Jill Shoup and Rory Ellinger. I gave out the phone numbers, the cell phone numbers, on the air. They got so many calls, they were on the next day's news, television news, complaining that people were yelling at him, screaming at him, threatening him. Huh. So they felt really uncomfortable. And when you talk about, you know, laws and ordinances in Missouri, their name comes up like, oh, don't do what those guys did. Boy, the backlash was horrible. Those guys were in fear of their lives. I'm talking about the two alleged representatives. So if you feel that, you know, you want to learn more information about what this mayor is doing in the town of Los Gatos, and we get the phone number, I'll give it out. You can call yourselves and ask the mayor what's going on. Maybe the mayor would like to explain it, you know, one-on-one, off the air.
I have her address, and I also have Jeff Scott's business phone number.
Oh, well, let's give it out.
Jeff Scott works for the city of San Jose at 408.
Oh, no, we don't need that number. We need his cell phone number or his home number.
I don't have that.
Well, if you get it, we'll give it out. We'll give it out next week. Same time, same station. And
so you can
get the mayor's
address.
Well, yeah, but that's too hard for right now. Well, you know what? If you want to send a letter to the mayor, you know, yeah, okay. What's the mayor's address?
72 Miles, Miles. I'm not sure if it's avenue or street. And it's Los Gatos, LOS, and then GATOS, California, 95030.
And what's her name?
Her name is Mariko, M as in Mary, A-R-I-C-O, and the last name is Sayok, S as in Sam, A-Y-O-K.
Okay, so Mayor Sayok, S-A-Y-O-K.
Yep, and I think I misspelled that. I think it's with a C, not a K at the end.
No, S-A-Y-O-C. Okay, Mayor Mariko, Marco. M-A-R-C-O, is that right?
M-A-R-I-C-O, Mariko.
Oh, Mariko, M-A-R-I-C-O. Okay, Mayor Mariko, M-A-R-I-C-O-S-A-Y-O-C, 72 miles, and we're not sure if it's road, avenue, boulevard, street, Los Gatos, L-O-S, next word, G-A-T-O-S, California, C-A, 95030. If you want to send her a note of encouragement, support, or that you hold her in contempt, feel free to do so. Please don't threaten her. Please be polite. And, you know, she'll understand that she's a celebrity and people are paying attention to her. Do not threaten her, please. Do not threaten her. Just ask her if you want to know what's going on. That's all this is for. Just the address to ask her what's going on. Let me see you next week. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ben.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.